that there are more teams of students who are involved in robotics, you know, making, building, assembling, competing with these cool gadgets and technology. There are more robotics teams in Michigan today, almost 600, than there are high school football teams. And that kind of blew my mind.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'm not going to do all the math and counting them all up. So I'll take him at his word. But, yeah, I think the point is that it shows the popularity of this because, you know, the students really do spend the better part of the school year. I don't even know how this stuff works. I'm a liberal arts major, but, you know, they're assembling and building the technology, putting these robots together that then they have to put to work in these competitions. And, you know, I know a lot of these teams, these students, they've probably been pulling some close to all-nighters recently, practicing and getting their robots ready for the competitions. They'll be at the university at the McDonald Athletic Center, straight through the day tomorrow, 10 till 5, I think it is. 10 till 7. And then on Saturday also from 9 in the morning straight through past 5 o'clock. So there's a lot of activity. They're learning all these incredible skills. And then, of course, before you know it, Greg, they're going to be working for Consumers Energy or some other Michigan companies doing amazing work too.
Yeah, you hope so. Is this a spectator sport, Brian?
Yeah, you know, one reason why I was excited to talk to you about this was because this isn't just for the kids or their parents. This is for the public. So, you know, if you're in the neighborhood, stop by the McDonald Athletic Center, free admission, just walk on in, and you get to see what's going on. The competitions are going on around the clock.